Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Bruising the devil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Romans 16:20. This is an intriguing promise, suggesting that believers can somehow inflict bruises on the devil, who is perpetually seeking to devour them. This promise is a clear allusion to the primeval assurance of Genesis 3:15, when God promised that the unique seed of the woman would eventually crush the head of the old serpent, the devil. This prophecy will finally be fulfilled in Christ's ultimate victory when Satan first will be bound for 1,000 years in the bottomless pit and then confined forever in the lake of fire. In the meantime, believers, who also in a sense are the woman's spiritual seed, can repeatedly achieve local and temporary victories over Satan and his wiles by resisting him steadfast in the faith. If we resist him as Jesus did with relevant scripture, then God promises that he will flee from you. Such local victories can be obtained over these dangerous teachers whom Satan is using shortly in this manner, but we need to be continually alert against his recurrent attacks. The ultimate victory over Satan, of course, will be won only by the Lord Jesus when he returns, and we must be sober, be vigilant until that time. Whether we are aware of it or not, we must perpetually wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world who will be casting fiery darts against each believer. Finally, with the sword of the Spirit, that is the Word of God, we can even, by God's grace, inflict spiritual wounds on Satan himself.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.